listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
As we roll into this Thursday morning, everybody's feeling good here in Arizona with the Diamondbacks' big win last night. 11-8 over the Colorado Rockies, and it was a great, fun game. Wild, because there were so many extra base hits, a lot of home runs, and no pitching.
And to a, yes, and for a good portion of people listening to the game or watching the game, it was great because Joe Buck wasn't calling it. game wasn't on Fox. It was on TBS last night. If you missed it, here's how it ended. It was pretty cool.
To second. Ball game. L.A., here they come.
Yep, Friday night, Dodger Stadium, I guess, is where they're going to be they're doing the divisional playoff series.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. Yeah.
So it was a 6-0 lead. I almost jinxed the D-backs into losing the game because I put up on Facebook, well, that'll do it for the Colorado Rockies, because Greinke had a 6-0 lead, and you would have thought, okay, with 6-0, this thing should be lights out. It should be over.
I was sitting there thinking, hey, Diamondbacks are up 6-0. Greinke's on the mound.
Right.
I can turn this off because they're definitely going to win.
Right.
This way, I don't miss my favorite show, Empire. You kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I love Empire. Empire is awesome. Such a huge fan.
No. Not this Empire.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson Empire is what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean Empire.
Yeah, Empire. You kidding? This is my jam.
Yeah. Empire, everybody. I've never seen Empire.
I've never seen Empire either. The commercials are on all the time for Empire.
Well, they promote the hell out of it during football.
And That's why I see it all the time.
I was watching, actually, football over the weekend because I'm unpatriotic and I hate America. So I saw the promo for Empire, and Forrest Whitaker's on Empire this season, apparently.
Oh, the big guy.
Yeah. He was Charles Jefferson in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's his most notable role.
Yeah, right. No, Forrest Whitaker's been in a ton of stuff.
No, he's won pretty much every award you can win. Screen Actors Guild, Golden Globe. He's won an Academy Award.
Hugely accomplished actor.
Yes, fantastic actor. And I think he's also a director, too. And he's a philanthropist. He's awesome. So the idea that he would be doing a television series for a season means that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty big show.
So here's a question. With all that he's accomplished, right, Forrest Whitaker, great actor, great director, Academy Award winner, you know, Golden Globe winner, all that stuff like that. Why hasn't he fixed that droopy eye yet? I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, I'm trying to think of myself. I mean, I'm guessing SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, has decent insurance, right? You could go. He lives in Los Angeles. It's not like you don't have a plastic surgeon that can staple that thing up, right?
It's so hilarious that you said SAG. Screen Actors Guild SAG with his eye. Yeah.
Yes, unintentional, but yes, absolutely seems appropriate.
I don't know.
Now, doesn't it?
You know, because you look at like somebody like Jewel, the singer. You know, she fixed the snaggletooth.
Oh, yeah,
that
but
she
the snaggletooth on her was so sexy.
Yeah, it was.
Did you suppose that somebody believes Forrest Whitaker's droopy eye is sexy?
It's what he's known for, maybe. I don't know.
You want to be known?
Like you said, he's done all these great things, but he.
So it hasn't hindered him, obviously.
No. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't need to get it done. So he doesn't. There's a lot of actors go through with, like, you know, a physical sort of thing you recognize. Like Owen Wilson's nose.
Right, yes. That's a nightmare. That thing is just,
but he's never gotten it fixed.
No, he has not.
You know, he's been able to cruise along.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I can't believe it. Why wouldn't he get that fixed?
So I don't know the answer about Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Maybe, you know, it's his calling card. He wants to walk through life looking like he was punched by Mike Tyson in the face. Some emails and phone calls coming in. I've just been informed that Forrest Whitaker's droopy eye is actually something called ptosis.
Somehow we got from talking about the Diamondbacks game last night to Forrest Whitaker guest starring on Empire.
And I wondered, and I don't mean this to be, I'm not trying to be dickish when I ask the question. You know, he lives in Los Angeles. He's had a very successful career.
He's got to be wealthy.
He's a, you know, good looking dude. You know what I mean? But he's got that droopy eye.
And what's it called?
Ptosis, I guess. It's spelled P-T-O-S-I-S. I'm not sure if it's ptosis or ptosis.
Isn't that when you have very bad breath?
No. No, I don't think so. That's Halliburton.
Right, Halliburton
gives you bad breath, yeah.
Yeah.
So Forrest Whitaker's droopy eye, I wondered if that was going to get, why he'd never taken care of that.
I think it's his trademark.
I guess, but isn't it weird, though? Like he played Idi Amin in a movie, right?
He did. I saw that.
Did Idi Amin have a droopy eye?
In the movie.
Right. Like he's rewriting history.
Hey.
And if they were to make a biopic, or a biopic, as it used to be known before people started pronouncing it biopic, of Forrest Whitaker's eye, who would play Forrest Whitaker's eye?
I don't know.
Hey, they were just talking about Forrest Whitaker's eye.
Yeah. Right.
Did you know Steve Buscemi was asked, offered several times to have his teeth fixed, and he absolutely refuses. It's like their trademark, what they're known for.
Yeah, that means Steve Buscemi can play an English homeless guy for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what? I would still watch every movie.
Oh, no, no.
He's great.
I'm not saying I don't think Forrest Whitaker is a great actor. I think that's pretty much already been established.
Oh,
but I always just wonder why he never got it fixed.
That's his signature. That's what separates him from everybody else.
Yeah, and you're right about Steve Buscemi. He's a great actor.
Absolutely.
I've honestly never noticed his teeth because he's just so quirky in general.
Yep.
Yeah.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking Time Out for Spanish.
KSLX, who's this?
I'm Brad.
All right, I'm Brad. We're going to play Time Out for Spanish. What we're going to do is give you a Spanish phrase and then give you three English language choices from which to decipher it.
Okay, you bet.
All right, Brad, are you familiar with the story of a well-known Belgian martial artist's son being arrested?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, well, that well-known Belgian martial artist's son went to court, and the phrases today are related to his court appearance. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Si mi padre estuviera aquí, apuesto a que podría ser una división entre las mesas de abogados para la duración del juicio.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Do you need to hear it again? He said dejectedly.
Yeah, can I hear that again?
Sure.
Si mi padre estuviera aquí, apuesto a que podría ser una división entre las mesas de abogados para la duración del juicio.
All right, that phrase does mean one of the following three. Is it A, I would like to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights? B, I would like an attorney present during questioning. Or C, if my father were here, I bet he could do a split between the lawyers' tables for the duration of the trial. Which one would it be?
C.
Yes, yes, it is C. Your Spanish is excellent. Well done. Well played.
Yes. Not only are you correct, but that statement is true.
Absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right on. Thanks.
All right, hang on the line. We'll take all your information.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Brad was a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm Brad.
Yeah.
You know what? There's something that could be said about that, that there's a thing that's happened. We need to talk about this. I'll tell you about it. It's a little bit of a speech thing, a speech impediment thing that's surfaced that we're sort of accepting.
We got a call yesterday, and the guy did this at the end of the phone call.
Now,
so
normally this is something only women do.
You think?
It's very common that women do on the phone. But this guy did it, so I know it's become a problem.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that people do at the end of phone calls, so we'll get into that in a little bit.
Time Out for Spanish, weekday mornings with Mark and Neanderthal.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
Also later on, we'll give away another Masterbuilt digital electric smoker. Yesterday on the program, when we gave that away, nice guy who won it. And at the end of our conversation with him, something kind of interesting happened that Paul and I have noticed from time to time.
It's becoming a thing. It's not a time-to-time thing. It's becoming a regular thing.
Yeah. This is how the conversation ended, and you'll notice, like, the last thing he says here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice job.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Did you hear that?
Try that again.
Okay. Let me just, the last part of it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice job.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
That's
becoming a thing.
Bye. Yeah. This is him.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Now, normally it's just a female thing. I recorded this one in February of this year.
Bye.
I did it because I knew
you saved it?
Yes. It was recorded on Thursday, February 23rd at 6:32 in the morning. Some woman called and ended the phone call.
Bye.
And here's the thing. It's been happening
Bye.
So much.
Bye.
That it's a thing now.
It is.
Is the word good too difficult to pronounce?
It takes a lot of effort.
And people aren't saying goodbye anymore. It's been replaced with
bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, you know, you remember that great Beatles song? You say bye, and I say hello.
Yes, I believe it was plagiarized by Julian Lennon later on in his career when he did, well, it's much too late for byes. Yeah.
Yes.
And the Cars were inspired by that when they wrote their big hit, Mbye, Mbye Love. And then, of course, there's the Elton John song of the same name, right?
Bye.
Right, you know, so that happens.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
And I hear it a lot. I, you know, when I was doing real estate, I made a lot of phone calls, and that was a real common, okay, that sounds good. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Now, it's almost like you're driving a standard, and you're easing the clutch out. Bye. You're just letting it out. Bye. Bye.
It's a very, very strange
thing. It's become a thing.
Yeah.
It's no longer goodbye. It's bye.
Yeah, I remember the Jackson 5. Never can say
bye. Yeah, no, that makes
sense. Great tune.
How about that great Supertramp song, Bye Stranger?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Bye Stranger. It's just become a thing, and I'm not sure why it's a thing.
It's just a thing.
It's become a thing, and I don't know why the thing is a thing. But all I have to say about it is...
Bye.
Bye.
It's 100.7 KSLX, the Animals, and right before that, the Eagles. Not only both
Eagles are animals.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
They have that in common, and they also have in common that they're both Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands.
Oh, you know what? They announced the preliminary nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this morning.
You know what? I did see that they were going to be doing that.
Yeah. On the list this year, Bon Jovi.
They go in.
The Cars.
They should have gone in last year.
I would think so. Dire Straits. Jay Giles Band. Eurythmics. Judas Priest.
What do you think about Dire Straits?
I love Dire Straits, but, I mean, their biggest record was in, like, 1975, and then they did nothing until, 1984.
No. Well, first album was, like, 77.
Okay.
Right? And it was a big album. Second album was kind of a dud. Third album had some big radio songs on it. Fourth album was kind of a dud. And then the fifth album was
Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms, which was gigantic.
Yeah. And then they sort of went away again.
Yeah, for a long time. They're on the border for me, on the bubble, but probably not.
The Meters, who are like a ska band, they invented like that ska rock stuff. Moody Blues are finally on the Rock and Roll Hall. I was surprised they weren't already in.
I think they should go in. I think they had a big influence in terms of progressive rock.
Right, yeah. The guy that you're hearing right now, Link Wray, this is his song.
Yeah.
This is the only song you know by him, so no, he doesn't go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't think so either.
No, I mean, he's cool. However, Rufus and Chaka Khan are on the list.
Rufus and Chaka Khan. Hey, come on, tell me something good.
Rufus and Chaka Khan. They're not Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Sorry. I mean, that's a fun tune. Tell me something good. She was smoking hot when that came out in 1970. But no, not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, so here are a couple of those. They're the artsy ones. This is how you know Rolling Stone have their hands too deep into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee pile. Kate Bush is on there. She's into that Running Up the Hill song, right?
No, she's not.
Nina Simone, who I say collectively with you. Who?
I've heard of her. There's actually a documentary on Netflix on her, but I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. The Zombies? No.
No.
No. Radiohead? No.
I don't know.
Radiohead's they're overrated. They might be the second most overrated band next to Nirvana in the history of music.
They're like one of those very sad bands, right? Everything's very sad.
Mope rock.
Okay.
It's mope rock. It's hide in your room rock is what they call that.
Right.
Like how many Radiohead fans would it take to turn on a light bulb?
How many?
None. They'd rather just sit in the dark and cry. And Rage Against the Machine, who I love. I think is a fantastic band. I don't know that they're a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, but there you go. So, I mean, there's like 19 different nominees. And
let's go back to those first few there. Judas Priest, what do you think?
Judas Priest is part of the big three of heavy metal as far as I'm concerned. It's Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and Iron Maiden. I happen to be biased because I'm a fan.
I think they go in. If they don't, some heads are going to roll.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. No, it's a... I think they could go in. I think they should go in. I don't know that they're going to go in because they're up against Bon Jovi, who are going to go in.
Yes.
Because they're the biggest hair band in the history of hair bands.
Yeah.
And they're up against bands like The Cars and Dire Straits and Jay Giles. They've got LL Cool J on this list.
Okay, how about Jay Giles? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band or not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I say no.
I think they're a great band, but, I mean, to me, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there are two ways you go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Either music changed after your band got big.
Right.
Like, your band was so responsible.
So influential.
That's why I think the Meters should go in. That's why I think Rage Against the Machine should go in. And maybe even the MC5, because MC5 are on the ballot this year.
Yeah.
And there's an argument to be made that they invented punk rock.
Yeah.
They're one of the bands that invented punk rock.
Yeah.
So my point is, if your band changed music, you should probably go in. Or if your band was so massive... Like Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Bon Jovi didn't... Look, they're not artistically great. They didn't change the game, but they are clearly, when you talk about hair bands, that form of rock, they are clearly the Led Zeppelin of hair bands. They're the bigger and better and best of whatever their genre was.
They were huge, and they've been long-lasting, too.
Right. So I think they go in. But like bands like Dire Straits and Jay Giles Band,
I don't think so for either one. But.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I have a hard time. This is great. I would love to have these debates for the next 6 months, and that's really what's going to happen because the induction doesn't happen until April.
Correct.
So.
Job Diamondbacks last night, 11-8 win over Colorado. I've almost hesitated to mention that because we started off talking about that this morning and the conversation somehow devolved into a conversation about Forrest Whitaker's lazy eye.
His droopy eye.
His droopy eye. Because
I think droopy's a funnier word than lazy.
Because the show...
Lazy implies laziness. Droopy just implies... Yeah.
It's just droopy.
It's just there.
The show Empire, which Forrest Whitaker is going to be on this year, was on opposite the game last night. And we were joking, you know, that once the Diamondbacks got up 6-0, hell, you can change over to my favorite show, Empire. That's my jam.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. This is the advantage of getting up early and listening to Mark and Neanderthal. Sometimes the early morning stupidity is the most fun of the show. As a matter of fact, go to KSLX.com right now, download the app. And you'll have the Mark and Neanderthal tab right there. You can listen to the podcast of the show if you miss any of the stuff that we've already talked about.
Yeah, there's a podcast available pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
Not only at KSLX.com, but also at podcast1.com.
Yeah, this is just all kinds of stupidity. All right, so I guess I suppose we should just get people up to date on the news that we didn't talk about already.
Hell yeah.
All right, then.
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the news of the day that you need to know set to the music of Led Zeppelin as Mark kicks us off on a Thursday.
He's a famous actor and a wealthy guy, but Forrest Whitaker won't fix his eye.
Perfect, yes. You're such
Thank
a
you.
Jerk.
Anthony Curto sent that in.
All right. If you're moving slow and your effort lacks, you must have watched the Diamondbacks.
Although it didn't go too late.
No, but it was just energy sapping. The game was back and forth all night long.
The Diamondbacks are on the pennant prowl. Now they need to make more rally towels.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they only made 45,000. There were 49,000. If you're one of the 4,000 people that didn't get a rally towel, you can tell people you were at the game. And just go, yeah, I was at the game. Well, yep. Where's your towel? I didn't get one.
You know what they did with those people? They rounded them up, and they put them all in one section together.
Yes.
So they're separate from everybody else.
Yes, they should be ostracized. Just put there, you are the slow kids. That's where you need to go.
It was nice seeing the Diamondbacks win last night. Nice to see any good news with all the horrific news we've had in the last few weeks. You know, with the thing in Las Vegas, you forget about we just come out of three, like, incredible natural disasters. You know, especially, it was funny. I saw, you know, on CNN, the guy Jake Tapper?
Yes.
He's the guy,
he looks kind of like...
He always looks very concerned.
Yes, he looks kind of like Chris Conley, or I guess they used to be with MTV.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's interviewing Bernie Sanders. I found it funny. They were talking about Puerto Rico, about the president's visit to Puerto Rico and some of the tweeting that he was doing.
Right.
And it's like... I watched it for about 45 seconds, and I was like, guys, let's settle on a pronunciation, shall we?
What do you mean?
All right, here's Jake Tapper starting things.
Okay.
Senator Sanders, I'll get to taxes in just a minute, but first I want to ask you about Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
There's the fancy right, one,
so okay? Puerto Rico.
He's going all ethnic with the Puerto Rico.
Okay. By the way, I experienced this when I lived in New Orleans. Because people call it New Orleans, Narlands, New Orleans, and New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah. So I've experienced this before.
So these guys, so Jake Tapper, he'll repeat Puerto Rico here, but then he goes to something else.
Okay.
Senator Sanders, I'll get to taxes in just a minute. But first I want to ask you about Puerto Rico. What did you make of President Trump tweeting that Puerto Ricans, quote, want everything to be done?
He goes into two different Puerto Ricans. They're Puerto Ricans, but they're Puerto Rico.
Right, Puerto Rico, and he has Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
But then Bernie Sanders starts. Listen to his.
Well, I mean, Bernie, in all seriousness, Bernie has a hard time with the English language.
This one is Puerto Rico.
Okay.
People in Puerto Rico are suffering.
Right. Okay.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto.
And then the
Puerto.
Last thing he
Puerto
says.
Puerto is like a name. Did you do that? I met Puerto Gonzalez the other day.
Well, listen to this one. This sounds like an Italian guy's last name. Within 45 seconds, it goes Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans, Puerto Rico. Now it's Puerto Rico.
Okay, then?
That he is treating the people of Puerto Rico in a different way.
Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Joey Pederico. Yeah, he lives around the corner from me. Good dude.
Sal Pederico's Pizza Farm.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
Listen, while we're talking about it, you can still donate. Redcross.org. You can go there, donate to Puerto Rico, you know, the victims there. There, I just did it.
Yes, you did.
also, Houston, Miami, you know, Florida, I should say. And there's a thing going around, a GoFundMe site for victims in Las Vegas.
So, right, right.
You know, take your pick and donate. If you do Puerto Rico, take your pick of how you're going to pronounce it and stay with it.
No. You know what? See, here's the thing. Glass houses, son.
Yeah?
I submit for your approval or disapproval. Casa Grande.
Oh, you mean Casa Grande?
Yes.
Mark and Neanderthal. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.